Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode. Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Look at this hoodie of Mr. Slickers.
I'm going to stand up on my tippy toes for
people to see. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, launching the new brand, had to represent with some merch, so can't.
I'm still waiting for my hoodie of Good Morning Hospitality, but
it's clearly lost in the mail.
Clearly lost. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we need to just have you send you the graphics. We'll have the company print it there and you just pick it up. How about that? Well, I'll call in a favor. I'll be like, do you know who I am? Do you know who we are?
But you're going to put sub logos everywhere for Good Morning of Hospitality FM, right? On the site and everything now.
Yeah, we're gonna create a F1 style with all the brands that are represented.
Did you watch it?
No, I did not. It's not on
TV in America.
Come yeah, on. When it was in focus, right? People say it's become big because of Netflix and everyone's popular.
I even watched the Netflix side yet, and Christian was like, "Hey, you gotta watch it. It's really good." I was like, "Look, man, I don't really watch a lot of stuff, and when I do, it's pretty much like industry related."
Okay, let's talk about entrepreneurship and then founding a company. This is almost the same as a raising team.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can do the comparison later, maybe. Yeah, long story short. Anyways, we didn't record last week, so what's new with you two? I missed your faces and your voices, obviously, for the listeners, but yeah, I just miss seeing you guys.
Come on, if this is honest, you were the ones that said, no, just Monday, I'm not going to work out, I'm so busy, so.
Well, okay, so Golden was traveling, I was busy. Look, we had the launch of Hospitality FM last week, or not last week, yeah. Shit, was it a week? Anyways, it was a while ago. The Wednesday after we were supposed to record, and yeah, I was just swamped. So thanks for giving me a break, you know, the one break that I asked for. Anyways, what's up with you guys? Anything new?
All good here. Finalized strategy for next year. So exciting times are coming. Coming days we go with the team, and 2 days we go to the team for 2 days somewhere. So I can't say too much because some things are a surprise, but we're going to take the team for a few days and present the strategy of next year. So super excited for this one.
Awesome. What about you, Golden?
I had a few days out in Scottsdale with a number of industry folks. It was a good time. It's good.
Thanks for the invite.
Good to casually get to know people as well as professionally. And, you know, there's just so much excitement and energy around the short-term rental space and so much money continually flowing into it. So yeah, really cool to be around so many leaders of the space.
Not Golden, but Ross, you have a friend with you. So why don't you introduce who you got next to you side by side? It's rare that we can do some
by himself, but it actually he's the founder of Tip Hospitality, which is a partner of Bitroom. But
yeah, correct. So I just flew in today from the UK, as well Dutch nationality. So we're very proud. What happened obviously yesterday. So we definitely watched the Formula One races. I launched the Tip Hospitality about 4 months ago. During the pandemic, and Michael and Bitroom basically became one of our partners, so that our members within the hospitality industry are actually as well, you know, enjoying the Bitroom as well a membership. So that's great. And I came here 2 days of strategic partnership to see what we can do. And very spontaneous. I was sitting in the office, and Michael came. Oh, I'm going to go on the podcast. Just join in. So yeah. So it's pretty cool because I watch you guys normally on the podcast, but yeah, actually being in one.
So we have one of the fans in the show. How amazing is that?
I know. We're just, you know, making dreams come true. I love it.
Get him a hoodie. Get him a hoodie.
Exactly. That one as well.
Yes, there we go. We'll get you all the brands on your left shoulder there. But no, it's cool because you were also featured as a startup of the week one time in the earlier days of the show. So it's really cool to see, you know, the mentions to then now having you involved. So we're excited to have you and dive in, because I know this week's an exciting topic for a lot of our listeners when it goes into entrepreneurship, startups. We talk a lot about funding and, you know, creating a business out of nothing pretty much. And so it's going to be an exciting time. We do have two segments that we go into. It's Startup of the Week. And of course, what's with the noise? Once we do that, we'll go into the overall topic. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Roy from AutoHost, who's been watching consistently on Facebook and giving us a thumbs up on the back end there. So thanks, Roy, for tuning in. We love you, and AutoHost is amazing. So good job. All right. So what segment should we do today? I think we'll go with. Let's do what's with the noise first and then start up of the week. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's do it. Let's see, Grandma.
Good morning. Good to be back after a week of being away. And in that week away, we saw Vacasa go public, and it was all over everybody's feeds, I'm sure. Exciting day for the industry of short-term rentals to see the first behemoth go public. Since it went public, it's down like 15 or so percent, but long-term, I'm very favorable on how Vacasa can turn it around and become continue to be a big industry leader. So congrats to everybody over at Vacasa. Well done. You've created a formula for success and also raised the bar as well as raised interest levels in the segment. So well done.
Good morning, This week it's ASL, startup of the week. I never heard about them before, but actually they raised $25 million. So pretty impressive. And what I understood is actually they're building a platform what you can use and actually use their technology, their infrastructure to sell your own tours and build your own platform there. So $25 million of investments. So pretty large round. I think they're London based. Impressive. So guys, good luck. And I do believe his whole platform economy is changing a lot, and we might have something interesting to announce in a few weeks, but I'm not going to share this now with you. That's the startup of the week. It's actually interesting to see what is happening in the industry. I just shared a post today on LinkedIn also regarding F1 and startups comparison. I hope some of you watched yesterday the raising of Max Verstappen. Actually, I made this comparison before, just to summarize it quickly. There was a whole season long they were competing against each other. It was the last race yesterday for 57 rounds. It seems to be that Lewis Hamilton should take the world title. In the last round, our Dutch proud Max Verstappen actually passed and overtook Lewis Hamilton. He became the world champion of F1. Guy of 24 years old. So, but his hoodie on today, so I'm super proud he won yesterday. So, it was a special moment as a huge F1 fan. So, super cool. So I want to mention this one here as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever met a bigger fan than you so far. I never even heard of F1 until you brought it up one time. So, now I got a lot to learn. This guy's 24, so that's younger than me by 2 years. So maybe I can learn a lesson or two from his racing skill.
See. I think what is interesting is the mindset. And I think also when we're looking at entrepreneurs in general, the mindset what he has is this focus, this dedication, the motivation, the positivity, and the self-confidence, which is pretty impressive. And if you see how much media attention he get in the last weeks, and they try, even you see the massive Mercedes who try to make him actually small and try to get him actually nervous, he didn't break. And it's pretty important, pretty impressive when you're 24 years old and actually fighting for a world title that you're so sharp. So that's most impressive.
Yeah. And I think we talked about this when we first started Good Morning Hospitality, because we started in the pandemic, we called them COVIDpreneurs, right? The amount of businesses that started right in the middle or in the early days of the pandemic. I think a lot of people, granted, we did go over statistics on how many would fail, probably stop. They filed for a business license, but did they actually continue to create a product or a service that was scalable? But I think that just shows like that mindset right there when it comes to, the world is completely unpredictable right now. You can't be like, I'm going to start a business when nothing is the same. We're going to go day by day and just figure it out. Like a lot of people, that mindset is a very challenging mindset to start into. And so the fact that happened in the early days of COVID, I don't know. I think it speaks a lot of the awakening of people being unhappy at their job or, unhappy with their current life on what they're doing. They didn't find purpose. So yeah, a lot of that goes into mindset. So
Martin, how did you end up in travel? And then how did you end up founding a travel-based company?
Yeah, well, as well during the pandemic, obviously. I was 19 years within hospitality industry, general manager my previous job for a big corporation, Marriott, that went over with Starwood as well. And during the pandemic, I saw that a lot of things have changed, and I've opened hotels, restaurants, etc. And actually, the issues that we saw already before the pandemic of, in fluctuations of occupancies within hotels, restaurants, and venues, even got much stronger with the pandemic. So when we did start, I must admit that we didn't expect that the pandemic would be so long. After a couple of months, you think, oh, we're going to reopen again. And in the summer, a year and a half ago, I thought, okay, this is the moment to step in. And then we went into a lockdown of 5-6 months. So it delayed everything. And I think that makes it extremely tough. I don't know what the figures were that you mentioned, how many startups will fail or will not continue. Probably it was good that I didn't follow that podcast. Otherwise, I probably have been already packed my bags. But I think that one of the key messages, what we've learned, is that our focus at one point was like, okay, this and this is what we want to do. We want to help hospitality professionals and, you know, the companies to drive more footfall on the lower demand days. But then you have to shift the mindset as well, as where we saw that there was actually another big problem, and that's the staffing. You know, that we've seen that there is just a lack of staff. So yeah, you have to change your mindset, even though you think, okay, this is what I want to do. You know, we've changed our aim two or three times. And I think that's when you have a startup, I think it's very important to work with founders or, you know, in your team with a mindset that you can adjust. So don't only go left, but, you know, you want to go to right. And I think that is what I've seen, is that with great leaders like as Michael, when we were speaking about, about our product and what we are doing, is that you help each other out. You've been going through this for 7 years and changing mindset. So I think try to get people around you that are experienced, and that really helps you to get in there. So yeah,
That was my next question. Did you start this on your own, or did you have a co-founder that kind of balances out your skill traits?
Yeah, so we have two other co-founders, and everybody in their own, a professional. So one is more looking at the finance part, and the other one is extremely great in marketing and does our branding and social media. So really creating that community, and I'm basically in the middle, saying, okay, strategies, but as well partnerships, how we can grow the business, and from day one we've tried to look at global partnerships, because our aim is to scale and not to stay only within the UK, but directly from day one, it's about, okay, who can you work with that eventually on the long term can be very beneficial for you. So that's important. And and then it's adding, advisors and adding people that you miss in your own team.
Yeah. I relate to that really closely, because I think in the beginning of the podcast for me, not just Good Morning Hospitality, but the other one was, I had a lot of one-off partners, right? They wanted to join in for an episode or two or whatever. But I found the long-term strategic play was, I don't want to partner with people one-off. It's not consistent. It's not sustainable. But partnering with companies that can come along for the journey, that can be a part of the process and are growing with you in a lot of ways, but that have that same like mindset of being able to change your mind. If things aren't working out the way you planned it, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to try something new. And I think a lot of people understand that, especially in the startup world, like we talk about startups all the time. And so I think that's for me, that's the most relatable thing, is the long-term partnership plan is way more sustainable. And I think, the way you're looking at it is totally 100% correct. And done.
Shout out to Andrew McConnell real quick. But one of the things that stuck with me when I was over at Rented years ago was, when you're starting a company, you wear five hats, right? Maybe more. But as you grow, you take off one hat at a time until you're doing what you're best at. And you go in order of, I'm worst at technology, let me hire a tech person. I'm worst at finance, Let me bring in a financial person. So you just slowly start taking these hats off one by one. When when you're launching, you're wearing all of them.
Yeah. And I like that you're the co-founder. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
No, but it's really the case. I remember the early days also of Bedroom, when you had a super small team. When you're just starting, then you might build a thing with four or five. You're just reaching out to hotels. I was making Photoshop of the website, etc. Now we have close to 90 people.
Yeah.
People. So on the other hand, you have, for everything, you have somebody. I do miss those times sometimes, because it's completely differently, to be honest, because it's nice to be really on top of the things. And I remember the days when I'm reaching out to the IHGs and going to visit those hotels, try to convince them why they should join Bedroom and making the Photoshop. Yeah, it is different now. I still enjoy it a lot, but it's a different phase. And I think you have to, and I think for you see that sometimes in founding teams, not everybody's ready for a second phase, and especially when you get investments, things are changing. But you have to be ready for this. And you might sometimes see that some founders are not ready for it. I'm the only one left. But we started with three guys. I'm the only founder left. So things are changing.
Well, can I ask you three? So Michael, and Martin, the triple M, threat over there. So I'm in the phase, like, I'm about to make an offer for my first real employee on the media side. I'm about to send her a proposal, make her an offer, have her join the team full time, get everything set up. My first time ever. So I'm like really excited. But you guys have both, one, Martin and Michael Ross, started a company where, you know, just 2 to 3 people, maybe just yourself. Golden, you were early days with Rented, early days with NoiseAware. And now you guys are at a big team scale where Michael Ross, you said 90 people. Golden, I have no idea how many. I meet a new NoiseAware person like almost every other day. And Martin, you guys are growing your team. So what's that? Just walk me through that journey. Maybe go down memory lane. Compare the two. Like, can you even compare what it's like from early startup to now being in that point where you have a full-fledged team behind the power of the mission?
Well, I still remember, for my first company, I still remember the first employee, Benjamin. Then for my second company, Travel Service, I still remember Silvana. And even for Bidroom, it's Thomas. He was our first employee, actually. And actually, he still works for us. So he was actually joining it was the first employee. That's special. So it seems also, okay, they're loyal to what we're doing. But it's a special moment. I remember the first employee, which I really hired from my first company, was special, right? It was, okay, it becomes real. Right? I had this feeling, okay, now it was a one-man show, and then it becomes a real company. So those things are exciting. If I just advising a startup, just do it, right? Just go for it. And as soon as you have number one, number two will follow soon. And before you know, you have maybe a few people. And it is also really nice to have a team around you because you can challenge each other, you can learn from each other. So in every success, there's a team behind, right? And again, if we go to F1 back, you see that's all about the driver, Max Verstappen, but there's 1,300 people working with him. And it is always team effort, and together you're stronger. So just indeed hire. It is, and because also with more people, you can come further, right? You want to go scaling, you're launching your new brand now. And if you want to make it successful and take it to the next level, you need people.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Golden, yeah. What about you? Tell me the early days to now. Can I give us your journey through that? I think I said Golden, right? Michael? Sure.
Sorry.
There's too many M's in this room.
Your first hires still need to be utility players, right? Mm-hmm. It's only until you get later and later in the business cycle that you're hiring specific specialists, right? Mm-hmm. If you go out and hire a content marketer, but what you really need is someone who understands all types of marketing, right? In the early days, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And to Ross's point, there's people for every phase of a business. There are startup people, and there are people who are not startup people. And you know, as you transition, some folks will wash out, and then you hire more later stage company types that wouldn't thrive in chaos and disorganization, but the people who do thrive in the chaos and disorganization don't thrive in extreme amounts of structure. So mm-hmm. It really, to Ross's point, you know, you'll make hires and you'll want to see those people with you forever, but good chance that they won't be.
Yeah.
Good chance that they're looking for, you know, whatever suits them and their personalities best.
Well, it's a big shout out to Steve Trover with Better Talent, because it's a conversation we had not too long ago when we were talking about this. So yeah, I totally agree. Martin, what about you, man? Tell me your guys' experience with all this.
Well, I think where you want to hire very quickly because you are doing everything. And I think that was my biggest learning, that, you know, I'm always working in a big team, being a GM, you have, you know, 200 people that you can delegate your task with. And now out of the blue, you have to do everything yourself, like mm-hmm. build your own website, do all the marketing, everything. Yeah, okay, you can't hand out anything else to anybody. And in the beginning, you have no money to actually hire somebody in as well. So luckily, with the pandemic, we took it in our advantage that a lot of people have lost their job during the time, or they were on furlough, or they, you know, didn't have a full-time job at the moment. So we were able to actually have a lot of people for a couple of hours a week and said, oh, Matana, you know, who were normally in my team, who worked with me before, they said, I would love to help you out. So we utilized that for the first couple of months. A lot of people just, you know, helping us out. Very often it's on commission basis. If they are successful, they, you know, we can pay. And this is how you grow. But I think it's exactly what you say, is that you need to find somebody that really fits that, you know, that profile, who wants to do that startup, because it's not 9 to 5. You have to, you know, it's not like, okay, this is your job description and this is what you're going to do. And actually, we just hiring this week a very great candidate, just from school, graduate, having difficulties finding a job. So obviously helping us out, and we can help her out. But yeah, really finding, but why we wanted to hire her was really because of her mindset. She was keen to learn more about startups, about marketing, assist us with us, and this is how you can grow. So yeah, it's not directly somebody with a lot of experience, but every help in the beginning, helps us again to focus on some other things. But I think hiring the right people is extremely important, with the right attitude.
That's a good point, and it jogs the memory of, like, when I joined Noiseaware, I wrote my own job description, right? versus everyone who joins now, it's like, these are the tasks you're doing and that's it, right? You stay in this box. So you'll go through this transition of, I need someone to do this. You write your job description, tell me what you're going to be doing, and then we'll see if that aligns with what we need you to be doing and what you want to do, your skill set, what you want to learn. But yeah, as you get later and later and more employees, you can't do that anymore.
Well, I think not much many people who start in Bidroom, they still have the same role, same job, because during this, you can see, okay, they have different kind of, well, maybe they have more value. They say, okay, I would like to move somewhere else. So you can see actually they might fit better somewhere else. So I think not much people actually, they're still in the same, on the same role when they started actually in here. So somebody's joined for sales as a director of operation. You know, Christian from the show, he joined the biz dev team actually. Now he's just taking care of the events and the podcast, etc. So a lot of things are changing. I think that's good. I think you should see this flexibility. And if you see the people fitting somewhere else, why not? And things are changing anyway constantly. You can see the same. Before, we had a marketing team. We don't have a marketing anymore. We moved completely to business development. People are getting different roles. I think as a company, you have to be, especially in a startup, you have to be agile, able, and flexible, right? You mentioned flexibility so many times in the last 1.5, 2 years. But I think the same for when you're working for a startup, you have to be flexible. Some things you have to move all of you to the left. Sometimes you see things are changing. Okay, maybe we implement a different business model, different strategy. Everybody goes to the left. We saw it. We had people focusing on user acquisition. Then it was March 2020. It's a completely stopped user acquisition. Folks completely on the hotels. People reshifting. And people loved it, right? It's okay. And keep this flexibility. Same in our engineering team. We don't have people specifically on a task. We have a team, I think, of 50 developers. And they're changing tasks all the time. And it keeps them actually motivated. And that's why I think the culture is super important, right? And even though it's difficult, it is, I just said we're taking the team for a few days somewhere. And this culture is really, really important. That you have to need the same mindset and the same, okay, let's go for it, because it is different, right? Things are less structured than in a corporate company, but much more fun.
And I agree. I think that's the great thing what you mentioned there, Michael, is that culture. And I think that's the great thing. But what I'm looking forward to is that hiring more people and setting your own culture. I come from a corporate background where it's always already, there is a culture and you have to adapt to a different culture. And you can obviously put your own spin to it, but I think that's the great thing, that people, that you create that culture that is really yours, that you believe in, your values. I think that's something really cool.
But Will, for how did this feel? Because years ago, of course, you were also GM. You were now in that. You're really growing your business. You launched Hospitality FM. It's a new venture. It's a lot of attention in the media in the last day. So well done.
Thank you.
But for you, it's also, of course, different. I think a year, two years ago, it was still, you were in a different situation. Now you're just launching Recreation Rentals, Hospitality FM. Good Morning Hospitality is one of the most popular podcasts in hospitality nowadays. So,
well, it's like, I saw the podcast becoming a full-time, I wouldn't say job, as in to put like that term on it. But I think I lost you guys in my headphones. Anyways, hang on, my audio is all messed up.
Yep.
Shoot.
Right when he's saying he's making podcasting his full-time job.
There we go. It switched on. I touched my headphone and it moved out. No, I was gonna say, like, podcasting was becoming my full-time job, and I was like, man, I'll, like, people would ask me what I was doing for a living. I was like, yeah, you know, I run a podcast, and Like Reddit, yeah, it's grown a lot. We've grown a big audience. But I think with Hospitality FM, it's definitely helped me understand like my passion for the podcasting world rather than just being a podcaster. I love helping other podcasts. I love the audio space when it comes to voice and other technology and partnerships. Like my passion is like, I don't want to produce content in the sense of being the editor and the graphic designer and the post-production team, but I love promoting it. I love having those conversations. I love aligning with people and companies. So finding hopefully this first employee, she'll take on the stuff that she's passionate about, which is editing and producing and creating. And then I'll be powering the back end to make sure that she continues to make her salary. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Two comments on that. One, like when you're selling your business, you're selling your story, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So we heard Martin's a few minutes ago, and we've heard Ross's a bunch. But Will, like you're on this journey of, I started a podcast and then I got a lot of traction, and then I had a bunch of people asking me to collaborate, and then you built Hospitality FM. Okay, that's the type of thing that investors look for when they're funding businesses, is somebody who sees opportunity and navigates through it, not so stuck on their one singular business model that they won't see other opportunities ahead of them. Not to overlook, like, constantly pivoting and changing is a terrible, terrible thing. You should not do that. But being able to see the next steps is important, and super cool to see Hospitality FM get launched.
Yeah.
I'm super proud. But indeed, investors are investing in people. They're not investing in the ID. They're investing really in people. That's so important that people are actually making this work. And again, super shout outs to Will. Super excited for Hospitality FM. But Michael, other question, do you ever tell people, when it's pretty cool to say that you're a podcaster, right? So if you're just meeting people, say, yeah, I'm a noise aware, I'm a pro podcaster. You just never mentioned
it. You know, it.
I know, it's cool. I say it to the kids.
But when it does, and people like, they kind of laugh and they're like, no, like we get like, 12, 13, 1400 listens a week. It's yeah. Not nothing, right? We've got... Yeah. Got a good audience, and it only continues to grow each week. So shout out to everybody who's listening. Martin, tell all your friends.
I actually, especially to the kids of Naomi, so her classmates of Naomi, my daughter, actually it's super cool to say that her dad is a podcaster. So I think they just know I have a podcast. They don't even know what I'm doing else, but it's for them, it's cool, right? So
yeah. My nieces that live in Florida, my contact on their phone is Slick Talk. That's all it is. They don't know anything else. So it's pretty funny. Okay. So normally we do whose brand is it anyways? I was not
Marriott now. Come on. Otherwise,
I was going to say, I can't do Marriott and I can't do ISG with you two. I actually didn't pull Best Western. You got it. That was it. about time you got one right.
Finally got one right.
But you're right again, Golden.
Yeah, but we have to wrap up the show here. So I want to give out one quick shout out to our sponsor, Journey. Journey is an awesome, not only a platform, but they're an operator. So they manage multifamily buildings, apart hotels, all these good types of experiential stays. So check them out at Journey, JURNY.com. And Martin, my man, where can listeners find out more about you? Obviously, we'll put it in the show notes. But for anyone who wants to know about Tip Hospitality, where can they go? Where can they follow, like, and subscribe and all that good stuff?
Yeah, perfect. So it's on the website, Tip Hospitality. So super easy. It's not about always tipping, but it's sharing experiences. So that's the community that we created. Where do you want to go? Where can you get discounts, etc.? So we're on Instagram, very lively, bold, and really a community that you want to join, even if you don't always go out. So yeah, tiphospitality.com. That's where you can find us.
Awesome. Well, like I said, everything will be in the show notes there for you guys. And I think we got Roy back from AutoHost watching again. So thank you, Roy. And You guys, it was great to see your faces after a week off. Thanks for all the support with the launch of Hospitality FM and everything else that we're all doing on the side. So thank you guys, and we'll see everyone again next week. Ciao.